This guy is really, really smart. We're talking about Dr. Willie Wilson. Welcome back to the show. I'm always happy to talk to you, Dr. Wilson.
Yeah, good talking to you too, Steve. How you making?
I'm making good. Thank you very much. How you making? Are you like tremendously here's the thing. You had to know at some point in time, I hate to put it this way, Dr. Wilson, with all due respect, that I probably am not going to win, but we'll get maybe a double-digit percent, and that's about where you landed. You did better than many others. Were you disappointed?
No, I'm never disappointed. I get out and I run, and Abraham Lincoln ran 21 times before he became president of the United States. And, you know, he had a nervous breakdown. He lost his wife or girlfriend or something. But he hung in there. And I think that as long as the Lord allows us to have our health and strength, you keep on going. What else are you going to do with your life?
Okay, so is this the official word that Dr. Wilson, 4 years from now, no matter whether it's Brandon Johnson or Paul Vallis, you are running again?
Well, I've never, as long as I have my health and strength, I'll select what I want to do and how I want to do it, whether it's local or national or what have you. Now, I did run for president. You know, that was a good feeling to see how it felt, you know?
Uh-huh. So I could have been.
You keep going, you know?
So you could have been the second President Wilson, but that didn't work out either. So listen, here's the question I have that you know I'm going to ask. You got 10%. That's or 9.5 or whatever that wherever it landed. That's somewhat significant, and it's a really significant thing in a close race. Are you going to throw that percent to Brandon Johnson or to Paul Vallis, who I happen to know that you've known for many years, you were friends with and are friends with Paul Vallis, and philosophically a bit more aligned with him, I would think, but I don't want to speak for you.
Well, you know, Paul and I got to be friends, back a while back, and, we're more in line with what my thinking are. You know, I'm not for raising nobody taxes. That's a major corporation run people out of their corporation out of the city and run citizens out of the suburban to shop, things of that nature.
I want to ask you about that actually, and then I'm not going to let you off the hook that easily. I'm going to get back to what I asked you, but yes, he's talking about a tax raise. Then are you opposed to that? And then can you expound on what may likely then happen about businesses who are now struggling right now for a variety of reasons? Crime is one of them. The general economy may be the other. The pandemic may be another. Maybe their own business is struggling because of competition online. That's a real thing. So small businesses are suffering. How would this help small businesses if they are taxed more, let alone, he said, I believe, I could be wrong, citizens making more than six figures? Well, at one point in time, when I was a kid, if you were making $100,000, you were rich. But today, that's just, you're doing okay.
I don't agree with taxing any business. It doesn't matter how much money you make. See, people got to understand this, too, is that when you tax businesses, they roll their prices down to the consumers. They don't want to still paying at the stores for grocery, gas, and et cetera, et cetera. So it is still happening that way. Then when you raise tax on businesses, what happened is that they leave out of town as they close down, put shop up overseas, and then there go all your jobs. But the most important thing is this, too. When you tax big businesses, you're taxing the small business as well because you're going to lose that business, but you're going to lose a lot of small business with that major corporation takes in or do business with. So it don't make sense, but I guess you have to kind of like be in business to think. $100,000 is still hard for a family to make a living.
So I want to let the cat out of the bag here. You're more closely aligned with Paul Vallis from what you just said, and we kind of know that if we've been watching. Which of the two candidates are you going to throw your support to, if any?
Well, if you look at my Facebook, you'll see all the comments on there. And I held a meeting yesterday with a group of ministers and community people. I got a few more to talk to today, tomorrow. I just came from a church. And we're going to meet again with Paul. We also going to meet with Brandon Johnson, too. And we're going to have that decision made probably about midweek or this week here. But I just want to get all the data in. Now, I'm more aligned with Paul Ballard than anyone. But since I want to make sure that the people that voted for me get an opportunity to voice what they want, then that's like the way I go, because I just think that we have to listen to the people that vote for us and not a certain particular party. So that's where I think that whole situation should go. But I am more in line with Paul Ballard because of the fact that crime is number one. You know, you got to hire more police officers and things of that nature. You're not going to defund the police and things of that nature. And I've been clear with that with everybody, you know. I'm going to put my 2 cents in there after everybody said and done would get their opinion. I'm going to put my 2 cents in there.
Well,
for whatever,
you know, I could not imagine Chicago without Dr. Willie Wilson's 2 cents or 4 cents or 8 cents and gas cards. And next time I take the CTA, I want you to pay for it. Dr. Willie Wilson, thank you so much for everything you've done and continue, I'm sure, to do for Chicago. It's always a pleasure to talk with you.
All right, you too. And don't forget about it, we got another gas giveaway and grocery on the 25th of this month.
I did not know that. All right, I'm sure we'll hear more about it. Dr. Wilson, thank you.
Thank you.